KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's funding freeze on federally funded programs, loans, and foreign aid from going into effect until next Monday. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause tonight is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
The White House ramping up raids and arrests across the country targeting undocumented criminals. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem today accompanied federal agents on a raid in New York City. And tech stocks rebounding a bit from yesterday's losses after the launch of a Chinese AI chatbot, DeepSeek. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Open for over 100 years, but currently home to fewer than 100 students, Columbus Elementary School in Appleton will close in June. The Appleton Area School District Board of Education voted unanimously Monday night to relocate the students from Columbus to Edison Elementary. Students living south of Wisconsin Avenue who attend Franklin Elementary and those living east of Richmond who attend Dunlap Elementary will also be moved to Edison Elementary next year. According to the latest Wisconsin Employer Survey by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC, 86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. Meanwhile, 73% of those surveyed support using tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, to low around 20 to the low 20s and breezy. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 30 to the low 30s, but warming into the upper 40s on Thursday with sun. It's 46 right now.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
Landon Jones, his commercial is a semifinalist for Doritos and could air during the Super Bowl.
I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. Well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? Okay, the head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Man, that's funny. I wonder if it would work there.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinair on air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Yes, we stream on the YouTubes and the Twitters and all sorts of places as well. Got to put the camera on.
Did you turn it off?
You know, this camera, and every time I walk away, it kind of does its own thing. You know, I was troubleshooting, just.
You're troubling.
You could be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I guess I want to just kind of wrap up this conversation on the Trump two-page memo that caused the government and those that rely on government funds to go to a tizzy today. The good and breaking news in that regard is that a federal judge has temporarily blocked the freeze on federal grants and loans. And despite what the new press secretary said, oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to get, what was her name again? I'm sorry. I know I'll get this.
Something Leavitt.
Leavitt. Caroline Leavitt.
Caroline Leavitt.
She promised she'll never lie to me. You know what I mean?
Just like her boss.
Oh, no. Come on.
You know, except he never made that goal.
If you gotta say it, you know,
already lying.
I just kind of feel like you might be projecting a bit here. No, maybe you will lie to me. I mean, I would never lie to you people, though.
Lie to you about time cues.
Oh, see, you do that. But you're consistent, mm-hmm.
but I'm consistent in the lie.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But thanks for indulging, folks. 855-752-4842. So this poorly written memo, blatantly unconstitutional, in my opinion, causing all this problem. If anything, is, you know, certainly seemed to at least galvanize the left. The Democrats seem to be out there on this topic. And you know, if you're going to start messing with, I don't know, 20% of the population that relies on Medicaid, you know, let's call it half of those folks might be, you know, your own Republican mega voters. That's going to have a negative impact. Now, maybe they're willing, like some of the folks that were willing to martyr their own absentee ballot vote.
Yeah.
Right. In order to make Trump win. Maybe some folks are down for that. I think generally, though, folks are not. Generally, folks want to have some health care. That's a whole nother issue, the health care thing. But the federal judge appointed by Biden said this in regards in her ruling today, putting a hold on it until next Monday. She said, quote, "It seems like the federal government currently doesn't actually know the full extent of the programs that are going to be subject to the pause." Everything. Yeah, just cut it all off. Take all that money, steer it to Trump meme coin.
This is exactly like with the pardons for the insurrectionists. Oh, we're going to take it on a case-by-case basis. We're going to take a fine-toothed comb to it. No. We're just going to do all of it. It's the same thing here. This is Doge coming out saying, we're going to go through and we're going to make sure everything is super efficient, that everything is running as smoothly as possible by stopping it all.
Sanding the gears, man. I mean, these guys. And again, if, you know, Maggie's perspective, as we talked about earlier in the show with Overtime with Maggie Don, check her show out 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. The fear is the point, right? But there's also more to that. And 855-752-4842. I just do also want to throw this other one out there. Axios is reporting, and thank you, the heads. Axios scoop: Trump offering buyouts to all federal workers. All federal workers. A government-wide email being sent today is to make sure that all federal workers are on board with the new administration's plan to have federal employees in office and adhering to higher standards. We're 5 years past COVID and just 6% of the federal employees work full-time in office. That is unacceptable, a senior administration official tells Axios. Yeah, because no one ever is inefficient at the office. The White House expects, again, according to Axios, that White House expects 5 to 10% of federal employees will accept the offer. And here's the offer. If they don't want to return to the office through September 30th, as long as they resign by February 6th. Resign by February 6th. The White House will issue a memo Tuesday offering to pay federal workers who don't want to return to the office through September 30th, as long as they resign by February 6th. So if they resign next week, the federal government will continue to pay them through the end of September. There's your buyout. There's your folks. Now, the administration, again, expecting, according to Axios, 5 to 10% of the federal employees to accept the offer, which would potentially mean hundreds of thousands of employees. And the administration projects the buyouts could ultimately save taxpayers up to $100 billion a year. Ultimately. Like, in the end, sooner or later, in the meantime, you're going to pay hundreds of thousands of people to not show up until September?
Yeah, that sounds really efficient.
That's so efficient, man. And I'm sure none of them, because all that slack, if you believe Musk and Trump and whoever's running the show over there, that's all slack. Then what? No services will be impacted whatsoever by hundreds of thousands of people not doing the job. I mean, going to the office, man. I mean, this is, and it is weird. I get the philosophical difference, man. But I tell you what. I get a lot more done if I don't have to commute a half hour one way or another. I get an hour a day.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's time. And that's time and money and energy. And there's a reason for it. And just the fact that people are, quote unquote, in the office
doesn't mean that they're working. I mean,
is that solitaire? Jess, are you playing solitaire? You might be a little old, man. Back in the day with Windows and stuff, God, man, people used to play solitaire all the time. So that's the breaking news from Axios. Buyout, baby. Buy them all out, according to Donald Trump. They don't like the fact they're not in the office. 855-752-4842. You can call us from the office. You can text us on the line. You can jump in on the YouTube.
So many ways to get involved.
Yeah, we're all over the place. But as we know here, normally the callers get priority. 855-75-CIVIC. Cindy from Appleton. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got today?
Well, first of all, with the buyouts, I mean, if people think they've been waiting online to get a hold of a government office, wait till this happens.
Right.
But the reason I called is because if Pinocchio takes away my Social Security and my Medicare, I will be homeless.
Wow.
And I will not be alone. I will not be alone. I mean, I have a pension. It's not much, but it's something. But between my pension and Social Security, I'm making it. But if you take that big chunk of money away from me, I'm going to fail. And look at the people that live on Social Security only. We are going to have a homeless population of aged out people like you've never seen in this country if this idiot gets away with this.
Yeah, and I do you expect, if that were to come to fruition, Cindy, that this administration will submit any proposals regarding housing for folks that are now going to be in dire straits if those things happen?
Well, if it's considered a cardboard box, maybe, because those are pretty cheap.
Oh, Cindy. Stay strong, sister. Thanks for listening. Please keep us apprised. If anything happens on your end, if things are delayed, if something happens, please, you know, that's how we do here. You tell us, we tell everyone. 855-752-4842. I'm sorry. We'll go with Matt from Middleton. Hey, Matt from Middleton. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys, thanks for what you do. Once again, look at Argentina. That's the blueprint for this narco-capitalism that these tech folks are fantasizing about. They've shot up in poverty to some 60-some percent, I think. Inflation's going down, but I don't think it's worth it. But I really wanted to talk about democracy. They did some polling in Europe and the U.K., and young people under the age of 30, I believe the U.K. is something like 53% don't want democracy anymore. They don't think it works. In the EU, it's like 51%. And then here in America, we got a lot of people, thanks to right-wing media and stuff. But you got to admit that, there's something to that, because democracies haven't been working properly because of all the money, right? Like what have they seen over the last 20 years, right?
Right. What's the phrase, Matt? Democracy is worse than every other government except it's the worst government
except for all the other ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Matt, that's a good point. The money.
The least best of a lot of bad options.
Right. And which one gives you, Matt, me, Jess, the most voice? Well, generally, that's going to be the democracy. And what do we have under a sale right now? I mean the million. Come on, this is a billionaire cabinet. This administration ran on basically being a man for the people, right? And he's got a little billionaires behind him. And in doing these kinds of efforts to number one, shock the system, right? Shock and awe, shock the system, scare people that are using, that are on these benefits, these entitlements, depends on how you want to phrase it. That rely on these to ultimately going to get kicked back anyway. And is that efficient? You know, opening and closing the door over and over and over again? Is that efficiency? Of course not. But again, that's not the point.
But it makes such a nice whooshy sound.
And to Matt's point, yeah, man, I can see how people get turned off by it. No doubt about it. And we need to make sure we're getting in the heads of those younger, under than 30 voters. Because you know what they don't know? The grandparents that lived through the Holocaust, you know, I mean, they're farther removed even than from me at 50, or Jess might be younger than that. You know, they're if they do not know what else is out there, what the other options may be. Well, of course, it's the authoritarian fascist. Show me your papers. I mean, you see those in the movies. Well, that's essentially.
We're being told to carry our papers now.
I will not carry papers.
Yeah, you showed us what papers are going to be carrying.
I will not carry papers. But if you don't know, really, like in your heart, know the dangers of the authoritarian and know the angst of not having your voice heard, to not being able to have an impact. And I know there's a lot of that feeling right now already, man. Hell, I get it. There's a lot of that, and it's always going to be there, but we need to continue to reinforce. It is the pursuit of individual life, liberty, and happiness. And we do that through a government by and for the people. And what that requires is engagement. What that requires is a curious mind. What that requires is to not believe every damn thing you hear or see. Ever. Ever. Challenge it all. Challenge me. Challenge Jess. Don't challenge Jess. She's usually right. You know, but these are the basic tenets, man. Otherwise, what? You want someone telling you what to do and showing your papers, and if you don't do it right, if you don't step in line, you get knocked down and knocked out and knocked back? No thank you, folks. Come back with us. Lines are lighting up. We will get to you, 855-752-4842. Perhaps a little sound from Senator Tim Kaine as well. And folks, don't forget, the end of the show, last segment, tell me something good.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. Izervay. Get your GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a text line. It's a phone line. You're free to join. Express your opinion to the extent permissible under applicable law. A little caveat there. That means I can hang up on your ass.
I can, too.
855-75-CIVIC. That's how Trump's memo today wrapped up.
Yeah, dude, memo.
Do these unconstitutional, terrible things to freak everybody out to the extent permissible. And the judge froze that till Monday. We'll probably throw it out. But I digress. 855-752-4842. A couple of the texters out there. Megan Muskego. The Senate and Congress will do nothing to stop Donald Trump's abuse of power because they are controlled by the GOP, who abdicated their power to him a long time ago. Our last hope is the courts, but every lawsuit must freeze the Trump administration until it's played out in 3 or 4 years. If not, they will implement Project 2025 in the vacuum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the thing that Trump said?
Knows nothing about.
I don't even know anything about it. There's some good parts. I don't know.
You got to ask them. I don't know.
Just ask them. They're writing memos.
Mark points out, I don't think Biden's Homeland Security Secretary ever felt the need to go on a deportation raid as Noam did today in New York. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's
yeah.
Cosplay,
I like
cosplay.
Mark's end of that.
What's that?
Good grief.
Good grief. It's like Charlie Brown. Yeah. Good grief. Thank you, Mark. Good grief is right. This one. Jim from Appleton on WISS. Oh, nice.
One-year-old stomping grounds.
I used to listen to that in the farm trucks. We had AM out there when I was...
Did you work on a farm?
Did I ever tell you that? I used to go 5 o'clock every morning, milk the cows. Jim from Appleton says, Trump is not behaving like a tyrant. He is behaving like the head of a privately owned corporation. That's why businessmen do not belong in government. Interesting observation, Jim, but aren't you then saying that business owners are tyrants? Well, absolutely, they can be.
They sure can
be. If you're in a business and you have employees or you are an employer of them and they don't like what you do, they will can you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even really need a reason these days. No,
but especially none. We digress.
Maybe they'll do a buyout. Hey, I'll pay it till September if you leave by February, as Trump has proposed, apparently according to Axios, to all the federal workers out there. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's keep going. Jess from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Jess. What do you got for us?
Hi, you're talking about that memo that got leaked to Axios.
Yes.
About buying out the federal employees.
Yes. So
my aunt is a federal employee. She's a recent widow with three young boys, and working from home gives her the flexibility
right.
to take care of her children.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating to know that our family has tried to support her and has tried to come up with a plan to help her continue to raise her children. And this man comes in and demands that she goes back into the office when she's been productive working from home. And it works for us and works for her family. And what's really aggravating is to know that our family, some of them voted for this man.
Yeah.
They voted for a man who is now punishing their sister-in-law, for being a good federal employee just because she needs to work from home and needs that flexibility. It's so aggravating, and it's so sad that families are so divided like mine, and they don't see that the consequences of what they voted for will affect our family. Yeah, we're a white middle-class family, but we're still going to be affected. It's affecting everyone, not just the quote-unquote illegal immigrants. It's everyone, and it's so frustrating that we can't make more people understand. You need to be compassionate for everyone in our country, and this man is not going to do that.
Jess, that is a great point. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Hopefully your aunt, well, she could continue to do that. I mean, it does. The whole premise is asinine. In today's world, and we talked about, I was trying to get to this point a little bit earlier, Jess, in today's world. I mean, I had difficulties with some business partners back in the day about remote work because there is the mentality, hey, at your desk, working 8 o'clock, bang, bang, bang. And I get that. But come on. I mean, the way the technology works now, you can track people by their mouse clicks, for crying out loud. If you want to know, you can know. What about the efficiency? What about the work environment? What about the morale of the folks? What about the production, the institutional knowledge of those that have been there for a long time? You're going to lose all of that. And what about the services that are going to be provided, continue to be provided to we, the taxpayers? Someone's got to do the jobs, folks. And you're going to, what, require people to get in their cars and commute and go into the office to do the same thing they could do from a home office with equal productivity? Meaning what, taking more out of their lives to satisfy the whims of some guy who in Donald Trump, probably never drove himself in a long time.
If he ever drove himself.
Got to go to work. Got to sit in traffic because Donald Trump wants me to.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and there's certainly... Again, efficiencies that can be gained in every organization all the time. And are there folks that slack too much? Absolutely. Look at the Republican legislature here in the state of Wisconsin. Hell, last year, I don't think they gaveled out in like February. They didn't do a damn thing. Not only talking about them going to work. 855-752-4842. Jack from the Mac, you will be next. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm a stamp collector, and in 1933, a series of commemorative stamps was issued to commemorate the World's Fair in Chicago, the theme for which was a century of progress. Now, that was right in the throes of the Depression, and in 1933, FDR was elected to office and started another century of progress. He brought us out of the Depression. He brought us through a war. We got Social Security. We got labor relations, Fair Labor Practices enacted, a whole bunch of very progressive legislation. Following that, we had civil rights legislation. We had Medicare. We had the ACA with expansion of Medicaid. And now this administration basically is going to spend the next 4 years attempting to undo a century of progress. It's pretty obscene. End of my comment.
Jack, thank you. Great observation of the timeline, and you're absolutely right. They are trying to do that. They've been trying to do it for a long time. This playbook has been in process at least since Reagan, right? Listen, those with the money versus us with the many. It's the continual struggle. Jack, and I am positive, we will eventually win out. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, tell us something good at the end of the show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton makes the top five best Midwest cities to move to, according to a recent report by Consumer Affairs. The organization looked at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and ranked them on affordability, economy, education, quality of life, and safety. Appleton was ranked number 4. South of us, Waukesha appeared in the top 5 at number 5. Green Bay also appeared on the list at number 14. If you don't feel well, stay home. That's the request of officials at Bellin Health. There's been an increase in flu, colds, and other contagious respiratory illnesses throughout Wisconsin. These illnesses normally come with the winter months, and Bellin Health officials are asking those who don't feel well to stay home and not to visit clinics, hospitals, or medical centers while ill. Officials remind residents that washing hands often and vaccinations can also help curb the spread of respiratory illnesses. If you must go to a clinic or hospital, face masks are, quote, strongly encouraged. This is Winter Salt Awareness Week, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
Salt is also called sodium chloride. It's a mineral substance of great importance, as chlorides persist in the environment forever and cause significant impacts to fish, aquatic life, and human health. And in Wisconsin, we're seeing evidence of freshwater salinization syndrome, which is a condition where our freshwater becomes more like ocean water in terms of its saltiness. So now is the time to make a change and reduce salt use when we can. These increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwava. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, to low around 20 to the low 20s and breezy. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 30 to the low 30s. But warming into the upper 40s on Thursday with sun. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you, she doesn't want flowers, she wants plants. This is your new Wisco 411. I'm Amanda Nimmer, and I am strongly recommending that you sign yourself and your special someone up for a Hart Hoya Valentine's Day class at the Plant People on February 8th at 11 a.m. Why? Because flowers die, and as long as you try a little bit, plants don't. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Go to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
Mino and the mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor here.
Not sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
Excellent.
Doing?
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having so you we. Here. We really do.
Mino and the mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. I swear to God.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess PS is on the board. You folks are on the lines and texting in, playing with us, playing along. We do appreciate that. Don't forget, last segment of the day, that'll be the next segment. Tell us something good. So if you're on the lines, we'll still take the call. But you got to preface
something
it.
Good.
You got to tell us something good. We got to end on a positive note. That's what we do around here. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
You got the greatest ideas. You got the best ideas. 855-757. Some of the topics are certainly today. The memo from this administration, apparently influenced by Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation.
Influenced by, you say, as if it wasn't blatantly written by them.
I mean, that's what some people say.
Some people are saying.
And, of course, that is now it was frozen by a federal judge who said, quote, "It seems like the federal government currently doesn't actually know the full extent of the programs that are going to be the subject of the pause."
Duh.
I mean, that's paused until Monday. But seeming to me, I mean, just from my perspective, aren't you supposed to enforce the laws and spend the money as directed by Congress? And aren't we literally like in the budget process right now?
Yeah.
Like right now. Like in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We got some sound. Senator Tim Kaine on this topic. And folks, be patient. Because I think this is...
It's worth listening
to. All the stuff we bounce around. Now, what about the basic functions and our understanding of what government, how it's supposed to work? Well, Tim Kaine, Senator, had some observations. Let's play it, please.
What the president is doing is not only illegal, it's not only chaotic and damaging to Virginians, it's betraying a deep insecurity, and let me explain why. As you know, we're working on a budget deal right now. The Republicans kicked the budget to March 14. The president has two Republican houses. If he wants to cut the budget, he's got majorities in both houses. He could just work with them to do it the lawful way, reach a budget that matches the Trump priorities over the course of the next 6 weeks. The fact that he's not doing that, that he's using this illegal unilateral executive strategy, means he doesn't have confidence that the Republican leadership in both houses will go along with the extremity of the actions that he's taking. That should tell us something.
So what about the mandate? Donald Trump claims, and the Republicans claim, of course, it's not true, and they barely won. More than 50% of the people voted for some people other than Donald Trump, so you don't have a mandate. But they claim the mandate. Well, if you claim to have such a mandate, you can't even unify your own party? Hey, Republicans, I got a great idea, says Donald Trump. Let's cut Medicaid entirely. Just to hell with it. Put all that money into Trump meme coins. You with me? What do you think? Huh? I'm just thinking outside the box here. But what do you think? No bad ideas. All right, you go. You know what I'm saying? But you can't, because you don't have it. The whole thing's a fallacy, a fantasy. And the lawlessness, the unconstitutional actions of this administration, we can never get used to it. We have to point it out. And Tim Kaine says it several times, and I will continue to repeat it. That's not how it works. If that's how you want it, Mega, you want your president to dictate every dollar to go to everything that he deems appropriate, then what's your limiting philosophy on him just putting the money in his own pocket? I'm just curious here. And I'm not a lawyer. I know a couple of lawyers. Paid a few lawyers. Not a lawyer. 855-752-4842. But I just remember like how it's supposed to work, man.
Right.
This is basic. This is
the stuff we learned in elementary school.
Right. You can't do that, King Trump. I know you want to. You could look at my fancy memo. Yeah,
it's not even an executive order. It's a memo.
Did you get the memo? It's a TPS report. Ignore it. And it's being ignored. And here, I mean, there is consequence to it. Here in the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin officials were unable to get into the portals for Medicaid.
That's a problem.
That's problematic. Tony Evers asked Trump to delay the federal freeze, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, we know that the judge has subsequently put a freeze on that, at least until Monday. But this is impacting our local government. Now we have, what, Governor Evers? And we have to chime in on this? Like, we don't have other things to do? We don't have other priorities?
We don't have our own state to be managing?
See, it just pulls everything right. It just sucks the life right out of you. We're not buying it. It doesn't work for us because we know what's happening. 855-752-4842. There was a text here I wanted to share with the folks. Bill from up in Green Bay texts in. My friend who lives in Denver, Colorado, and works for the Geographical Service just received that email. This is his text to me, quote, "Well, the mass federal option of resigning was just sent out. It includes a boilerplate resignation letter that if you want to leave your job, you just reply with, quote, resign in the body of the email. No crap. Cold, machine-like, evil mass email." Sounds like Trump needs more loyalists around him. Well, he always does. You know, the thing about the narcissist. You can never get enough sycophants around.
Never. Yeah. And I will give Trump this. This is definitely one campaign promise that he's coming through with, of a mass purge of civil servants.
Purge. That's a terrible word. Didn't he say he was going to clean out Gaza? I mean, when you use those kind of terms, that I'm just saying, you're doing that on purpose. Mm-hmm. Play ball. Let's just think for just a moment. You know, the Republicans love themselves some Ayn Rand, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm a big George Lucas fan, but besides that, it's fiction, people. It's fiction. Come on, I like Happy Days too, but I don't base a political ideology on Fonzie. I mean, give me a break, you guys. But if, in the terms of Atlas Shrugged, all the billionaires just went away and took their business elsewhere, which, okay.
Okay.
What if all the federal, every single federal just left?
Okay.
Done.
Bye.
Done. But bring it all to a screeching halt.
Well, was it?
Trump's going to go hire some people to press the buttons? I mean, if your institutional knowledge leaves, if everybody just bails, you're screwed. Now, is that what he wants? I mean, that would destroy.
Well, sure. It was Stephen Miller. I know we shouldn't be talking about the undead, but he was on with Jake Tapper saying that an overwhelming number of civil servants are far left radical progressives. Well, the vast majority, and he's pulling numbers out of his ass, like 98%. 98% resign right now. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Yeah, no. Come on. 855-752-4842. Chrissy, she jumps in on the Twitter. Thank you, Chrissy. Good to hear from you. I work for the state. We won an award for successfully creating, producing, and completing a new process project that affected so many people, and we did it during the pandemic. This is a pure jealousy thing from the minimum wage workers from the mega group, and they got it in front of gullible Republicans who got it to Trump, in my honest opinion. Trump is on the golf course over 50% of his job. They can go spit. Yeah. Amen, sister. That's what I'm talking about. What are you, golfing? Weird. let's see. Oh, Uncle Tony, regarding back to the office policy, are the golf courses considered governmental offices now? A lot of them seem to think so, Uncle Tony. Right. I don't know. I'd rather have those folks that are doing damage out golfing around. You know what I mean? At least if they're digging for their hole in the sand, they're not putting out unconstitutional, illegal BS memos scaring people. Don't be scared. 855-752-4842. Mark from Sussex, you will be next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got today?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call again. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a word of advice to Cindy. I feel sorry for her situation, but if only she was an illegal immigrant, she could get free housing, free health care, free food, free education. I do feel sorry for her in that situation. And for the last 30 to 40 years, all I've been hearing is that Medicare and Social Security are going to be taken away by Republicans. When has that happened? Has it ever happened?
Just a bit
of time. No, it hasn't happened yet, but it's been proposed. Mark, do you concur? It's been proposed by Republicans to do that, and just because Democrats have stopped it doesn't mean they don't endeavor to do so. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, but I know.
Oh, okay. So it has been. Listen, let me ask you something. Mark, do you think that Republicans, or do you want to see Medicare go away, Social Security go away, Medicaid go away? Do you think those are you know, relics of an ancient time that we should no longer use or need or fund, Mark? Is that what you're suggesting?
Heck no.
Okay.
I mean, no Republican wants that.
Okay, so what again, do you say you then right now, guys, if I may, Mark, the order, this memo put up by Trump, threatens Medicaid. I mean, come on, man. The state can't get into the portals because of this action by this administration. Are you okay with that, or what would you like to see done?
No, that's a joke. It's not going to happen.
Well, what's a joke?
Mark, this isn't a joke. This is happening right now.
Listen to the press conference.
Come on, the press conference. Next week, you'll be telling me about the $50 million for condos.
Oh, don't worry. He texted
condoms.
In about
come
that.
Come on, the condoms. Come on, I don't buy it. Listen, Mark, listen.
Mark, I went looking for any reputable news source on that. The only thing that's cited is that news conference. The only thing that is cited for $50 million to Gaza for condoms.
I mean, don't you think that's a little... You believe it, dude? I want to be clear. You think that's the case? You think that's the case? I don't. Do you?
I didn't catch that. What was that?
Do you believe that that is the case? Do you believe that Donald Trump's spokesperson today, when she said Doge found $50 million allocated for Gaza for condoms, do you believe that to be the case?
If it's $1, I really don't give a darn.
Okay, but so is it $50 million? So we should have... There's a lot of ways to look at it, Mark, but that's what she said. Now, whether or not you think it's $1 is too much or $50 million or $100 million is too much, she said the word $50 million. And it seems that you are taking her at her word. Are you taking her at her word? Is that a yes or a no? You're taking her at her word, right? You believe that?
That's the kind of stuff, though, that's in our government.
So you believe it. I want to be clear. You believe her. But she cited no source, and there's nothing to be found. I haven't found it. Have you found it? Other than her talking about it.
I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay, but come on, man. Thank you very much. I don't know if it's true or not either. But my reaction, my instinct based on who's saying it, it ain't true. But the end of the day, Mark, the real issue is about our role in the world, right? And do we have money to support X, Y, and Z? You know, that's why we have elected representatives who go to Congress, who write a bill, pass a budget that a president then signs or vetoes. There is a process for how this thing works, man. And maybe you don't like it. And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe there's $50 million going to Gaza for condoms for whatever reason. Maybe that's the case. But if that's the case, and if that's the law, didn't someone sign off on that? Didn't someone approve that? Isn't that what the American people wanted, Mark? If that's the case, and if it's not the case, then don't believe everything you hear. And if I'm proven to be wrong, I'll be happy to correct the record. But I'm just saying, I don't believe it when I hear that kind of stuff coming from this administration, period. And you just said you don't know if it's true or not, but you're repeating it. You're putting it out on the text line. You talk about it on the radio. Oh, $1 is too much. Well, okay. But at the end of the day, the money is allocated by law, by bills approved by Congress, passed through the House and the Senate, and signed by the president, thereby creating a budget and monies to be spent. And sometimes, a lot of times, with the exception in my lifetime of the Bill Clinton administration, you know, added more debt than anybody? That'd be Trump. I guess I haven't seen the final numbers from Biden yet. It's got to be pretty close. But as far as I know, I'm going to say it. Trump was out there, man. That was your guy. So excuse me if I don't quite buy the angst about the deficit and the national debt. You got problems with that stuff, man? How about taxing the billionaires? Let's go to where the money's at, man. Come on. These folks are paying a lower effective tax rate than secretaries working $20 an hour? That's totally unacceptable, Mark. We got problems on the expense side. Okay, sure, we can work on that through legislative, through the next budget. But there's also problems on the revenue side when you give it away to all the billionaires. Come back with us. Tell us something good.
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest. You know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Landon Jones could make his type of art anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Northeast Wisconsin, where he's making a name for himself through his Green Bay company, Respect. He recently took a leap and created a commercial for Doritos.
It's called That's Bold. I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process, even in this competition.
A competition leading Landon to the top 25 out of thousands. And a possibility his ad could air during the Super Bowl. His story supports make art where your heart is. And for him, that's home. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. I was just hearing that. Remember when Prince performed at halftime at the NFL and it was raining? It was glorious.
Magical.
Man. Good stuff. All right, folks. We see lots of you folks out there. We will get to you, but there is a qualifier in this segment. Happy to take the calls, but you got to start out by telling us something good.
Mm-hmm.
You're lighten it up for a minute. At the end of the show. Oh, I think it's a good day. We got over it. We got through it together. I'm feeling stronger, and I'm stoked.
Me too, man.
Tomorrow, my good news of the day, I'm going out to lunch with my son.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since we, maybe one time briefly, since we traveled a little family trip to Puerto Rico not so long ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute, so we're going
to
catch up.
You go to a family favorite or just out somewhere?
Yes, we are noodles, like we used to do when we were kids. I know. Like, we can go anywhere you want, and we used to,
Does he have a favorite that he always gets?
I forget what it is. Yeah, we both kind of have our go-to for that. And I mean, when the kids were younger, man, we used to eat there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got their license and they take our card and go get dinner all the time.
Go get noodles for themselves all the time.
Oh, no, you got to get some. I buy, you fly. That's the rule of the house back in the day.
Okay.
And then so now we're just going to, I was like, hey, we can go anywhere you want. Let's go to noodles. Like,
okay.
And I haven't been there in a while, so it's going to be great. So I look forward to that. Adler, I will see you tomorrow. How about
you? That's lovely. Oh, boy. Oh, I am taking a couple days off.
Boo! A couple, that'd be two. When you starting?
I'm taking 3 days off.
That's a few. Okay.
It's a few days off. That's something good because I need just a little bit of time to put my head back on straight, breathe a little bit, catch up on laundry. That's why it's something good. I'm using my vacation days.
I'll
miss you dearly.
We are going to miss you as well, Jess. I'm sure whoever tries to fulfill and take that seat over. We'll do an adequate job.
Sam and Aaron are going to do wonderfully.
They're awesome. Yeah, we'll be just fine. All right, folks, you know the drill. Tell us something good, and then tell us what you really have to say. 855-75-CIVIC. I think we're starting with Meg from Muskego. Hey, Meg, welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, something good is January's almost over.
Yes, amen.
And my call is in response to Mark when he talked about how it's so great because the GOP never got rid of any of Social Security and mm-hmm. Medicare. But what I have to say as a senior who is familiar with both programs is no politician is ever going to be on the hook for getting rid of Medicare or Social Security. But what they might do is change age requirements, mm-hmm. change, you know, what your income is and how that qualifies you. They can change. Currently, most people either get regular Medicare with a supplement or they get an Advantage plan. Project 25 wants to push it all privately onto the Advantage plans. That's one of their goals, because as always, the GOP wants to privatize as much. And so you can't just, it's not that simple, Mark. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, great points, Meg. Thank you for sharing. And you make an excellent point. There's lots of ways to impact, let's call it, to, you know, mm-hmm. these programs, raising, lowering wage requirements, income requirements, age requirements, income requirements, those kinds of things. Certainly. Wasn't it Ronald Reagan who started taxing Social Security in the first place? I have to double check
Sounds
on that.
Sounds right.
But yeah, though, and oh, we still got the plan. And privatization, if I recall, was another goal of theirs back in the day as well. So, Meg, thank you for pointing out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing something good. I can't believe it's going to be February in a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like 45 degrees out today. 855-752-4842. Catherine from Madison, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom and Jess. I just want to thank you guys for giving me a good laugh. I was listening to you when you were talking about Trump driving a car. And that just struck me as really funny. I remember when he got in that big garbage truck.
When he tried to?
No,
mm-hmm. There's a couple. Yeah, there are a couple. Yes, Catherine. One event when he most recently tried to get in the truck and he kind of slipped and almost fell. I mean, it was. But when he was president, they had the truck, I think, at the White House. And he put on his hat and he got it. Like, he pretended like he was driving truck.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
I know. At any rate, I just want to thank you for a good laugh. That really struck me as one. And I can't imagine what kind of a driver he would be. Oh, my God.
I would just throw this out there, Catherine. He probably wouldn't use his turn signals. I'm just
definitely
saying.
Definitely not.
855.
We're staying the lanes.
752-4842. He has no lane. Brian from Milwaukee, you're next. Tell us something good and then tell us what you got.
As far as something good, the weather's been just fabulous the last 2 days here in Milwaukee. About 40 degrees. Yesterday was an important day, Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I saw a quote by Eli Wiesel, who is a survivor, and he also mm-hmm. wrote the famous book, Night, N-I-G-H-T, and that trilogy. And he stated, in quotes, "Remember, it didn't start with gas chambers. It started with politicians dividing the people with us versus them. It started with intolerance and hate speech, and when people stopped caring, became desensitized, and turned a blind eye."
Well said.
And that quote has been on my mind since yesterday. I love listening to civic media. And I'm trying not to tear up right now because I'm so afraid of where this country is going. Because I think about January 6th. I think about the election. I think about everything that Trump has done in office since he stepped into office last week, with everything he's trying to undo.
Brian, stick with us, man. We'll get through it together. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jess PS, for all you do. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, for a little overtime. Check her show at 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And I'll stick around. Pete Schwab, our Nightlight, coming up next.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not
clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge temporarily blocking one of the president's executive orders to freeze federal funding for key programs and foreign aid. ABC's Peter Haralambos has more.
A federal judge temporarily blocked the funding pause from taking effect. U.S. District Judge Lauren Alikhan said she was sympathetic to the government's argument, but highlighted the messy rollout of the policy, with states and local governments struggling to understand the implications of the funding freeze. Even a Department of Justice lawyer couldn't articulate the impact of the policy when pressed by the judge.
President Trump expected to offer buyouts to all federal workers. The memo obtained by ABC News sent to government employees tonight informs them of their offer to receive pay and benefits through the end of September if they accept and resign. In Kansas State, health officials dealing with one of the largest documented outbreaks of tuberculosis in the nation's history. The state reports 2 deaths in the past year, along with 67 confirmed cases. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with W.